You know, as I was studying, I began to realize that I had a book called Jesus, Name Above All Names. And I was thinking that we have to learn to use our God-given authority in the name of Jesus if we're going to turn our situations around. Actually, if you want to do a study, I'd recommend my dad's book, The Authority of the Believer, and my book, Jesus' Name Above All Names. Many, many, many people that are Christians do not really understand their authority. I even think some of us that have been Christians for many, many years still do not understand the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. You know, some people say, well, God's in control, we'll just roll with the punches. Well, hey, if God's in control, he sure got it in a mess. Hello? I mean, you can't turn on the news without hearing wars and rumors of wars and violence and road rage and sickness and disease, doubt and unbelief, fear and torment, people. It is true that in the beginning, God was in control. You can read that in Genesis 1:31. He said it was very good after he had finished the creation. But the enemy came in and stole what God had created. And the devil became, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, that the devil became the god of this world. Let's go read Matthew 28:18. I think this began to give us a clearer picture. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus here said, I have all authority in heaven and in earth. Then he turns around and delegates that power or that authority to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are born again. Those that believe. It said this way in Mark 16, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, the name of Jesus. They'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. And that actually means if they happen to take up one, it doesn't mean we need to go out and start handling serpents. I mean, you know, God gave us a brain too, you know. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now the key here is those who believe and the name of Jesus. Those who believe and the name of Jesus. You know, I've said it for years. I got it from my dad. The Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. There's no questions. God would not, or Jesus would not tell us to do something that we don't have the authority and the power to do. You know, we have the name of Jesus, and our part is to believe and to do those things in the name of Jesus. You know, for a while, a few years back, there was some teaching going on that you didn't have to pray in the name of Jesus. But I want to show you today that it's in the name of Jesus. in John 14, 13, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." I want you to notice that Jesus said, "Ask the Father in my name." In other words, ask with the authority of Jesus. You know, a person that is delegated to do something only has the authority and the power that is behind the person that gave them that mission. Hello? You see all these guys in blue? All you got, ushers, stand up. All ushers, stand up. All right. They have been given the delegation of being authority in Rhema Bible Church. But that delegation came from me. I am the head of Rhema Bible Church as the pastor. So therefore, I have that authority to tell them to use the authority that I have given them to take care of this crowd and any disturbance that happens in this congregation. How many understand what I'm trying to get across to you? You can have a seat, guys. Thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. Amen. I have heard it said that people have been given, have delegated to do something, but they haven't been given the power or the authority to do it. In history, when a king would delegate a person to be his spokesman, he would give him some kind of a ring or something to signify that he had the authority to do this. How many of you work at Kenneth Hagin Ministries? Let me see your hands. Were you given a badge with your name and everything on it? Yeah? That gave you the authority to go in to the proper building or any building that you needed to go into for your job. Is that correct? But you see, you've been delegated a job, but you've been given the authority and the power to accomplish that job in any building on this campus because of that badge. When we ask in the Jesus name, that's our authority and our badge that says we can do this, that God himself set into order. How many understand what I'm trying to say to you? Anybody getting a hold of this? You can accomplish with the name of Jesus just as much as if Jesus himself were walking right beside of you in person. At the mention of his name, heaven stands at attention. If you've been in the military and certain people walk into the room and somebody hollers attention, you better get there in a hurry if you know what's good for you. Well, at the mention of the name of Jesus, because he's been given all authority in heaven and in earth, when that name is mentioned in earth and in heaven, they come to attention. Let's look at John 16:23. John 16:23. I'm going to read this from New King James and then the NLT. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Now the NLT reads it like this. At this time you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly. And he will grant your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. Now, up until this time, Jesus is there. They asked him personally if they needed anything. They went to him personally. Actually, it wouldn't have done him any good to ask in Jesus' name because he had not went to the cross and died and gone back to heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father. He was saying there is a day and an age to come when people would ask the Father in his name. And that day is now. Now is the time to ask for salvation. Now is the time to ask for healing in Jesus' name. Now is the time to ask for deliverance. Now is the time to ask for provision in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now is the time to stand up and speak to your mountains, your problems, your situations, your circumstances in the name of Jesus. The power is in the name of Jesus. He said it right there. All power is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. You know, sometimes I had somebody ask me this week, about did I say to do something? Have I said that? I wrote back, I said, I didn't say anything to anybody. It came in on one of my media deals. I very seldom answer anything on there, but this one I knew I had to answer it, so I did. Came in on my media. Because it was saying that I had told somebody a certain thing. I hadn't told him at all. In fact, I don't even know who the person was. Hello. But I want to tell you what. If I was to tell one of my associates or one of these grandsons sitting down here, go tell so-and-so such and such, and they go there and they say, Pastor Hagin said this, it's as if I am saying it to them personally. That's what happens when we go to the throne of God and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it's the same as Jesus himself going there and speaking. We have been given that authority and that power to use the name of Jesus. And we don't use it enough. We don't use the power in that name. In any difficult situation of life, you can use the name of Jesus. I've told you this before, but I'll tell it again because it goes here. I've been in custom lines, going into various countries, and I've used the name of Jesus because it was chaotic. The custom officials was yelling at one another. People were yelling at one another, and it was almost looked like it was going to break into riot. I just started saying quietly, nobody else, Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus. About five or six times, everything quieted down. The officials waved a whole bunch of us through and didn't even check nothing. Come on now. The name of Jesus changes things. It'll change the atmosphere where you're at. I remember experiencing the power of the name of Jesus. And you've heard my story. I've told you when I almost went over a mountain riding a motorcycle in Taiwan when I was in the army. I didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. I didn't have time to call anybody. I didn't have a cell phone back in them days anyway to call nobody. All I had time, I was doing everything in the natural that I knew to do, kicking gears, kicking the ground, trying to get that bike straightened up. And I just started hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I remember I hollered it three times. I didn't say, Jesus, Jesus. I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, I'm in danger. You know, I told somebody one time, I said, you pray too quiet. Well, they were praying about a situation, and they said, I rebuke that situation, mountain. You got to get out of my way in Jesus. And I said, why don't you act like you believe what you're saying? If you really believe what you're saying, you won't be mealy-mouthed about it. You'll say, all right, this is it. All right. Come on. You know, I was playing sports, and we have guys saying, I guess we can win. I told him, go sit on the bench. I don't even want you out here. We can't win with you. You don't even think we can win anyway. Get off the field. I told a guy that one time. He said, well, hey, I said, we're going to win. You hear me? We're going to win. Now, either get on the bench or get in gear and knock the fire out of somebody. Because this quiz playing football. We need to get in gear and use the name of Jesus to knock the fire out of the devil. Now, somebody said, well, you shouldn't say that. Well, the guys that have played football know what I'm talking about. How many of you guys that have played football know what I'm talking about? Y'all ever had any guys like that, Carlos? You ever had any guys like that? A few? You didn't even want them out there, did you? Carlos played for University of Tulsa. You know, the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the power in that name. I was 5 years old. I'm staying with Pat's mama. That's my dad's mother. That's my grandmother. That's what all of us called her. And I'm sleeping with her in the bed there. And she just said quietly to me, Kenneth Lane. And I said, yeah, Pastor Mama, what is it? I said, turn over and look. There's a man trying to come through the window there. The bed was here and the windows were here. Now, you're talking about, I'm 5 years old. You're talking about, what, 1945, 44, 45, I guess. We didn't have no air conditioning. It's summertime. All the windows in the house was up. Some of y'all are old enough to remember that. The rest of you, just thank God you didn't have to live in those conditions. And I did. I turned, and there was a guy standing right outside the window there. And I turned back over, and I said, yeah, there's a good man out there, Pastor Ma. And she said, well, he's been out there for a while now. And I could hear her say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And my witness, he had the screen off. And as my witness, he would try to put his leg through and he'd do this, and he couldn't get his leg through the window. She just kept saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Finally, he left. But I recognized him. He lived two houses up. Well, I'll tell you the end of that story. That's the part where Jesus protected us. But some of you have read my dad's books and heard me talk about a fellow by the name of Dub Hagen, Uncle Dub. And Uncle Dub was mean until the Lord got a hold of him. And We never did know when he was coming home or anything because he's going everywhere. And he came home. And I told him about this guy. Well, he went up there and he cleaned his plow, that's for sure. But that's the human side of that story. The spiritual side of that story is Jesus protected us. Because Pat's mama was blind, and my great-grandfather, Grandpa Drake, my dad's grandpa, he had quite a bit of money at one time, and there was a story that went around town that he had left his blind daughter a bunch of money, and it was in a trunk in her house. Well, that's what that guy was after. So I thought I'd tell you why he was wanting to break into our house. But the name of Jesus, he could not do that. Now, our family was taught, I was taught by my dad and my mom, and we taught our kids this, to use the name of Jesus for protection. I'm about 6 years old or so, and my dad's preaching in Overton, Texas. And there was a man, his wife had come and got saved. They live right down the street from the church. And he didn't like it. And he came with a rifle in the back window of the church. All the windows was open because you didn't have no air conditioning. And he had a weapon. But he said, because he came and got saved because of this, he would try to raise that weapon to shoot, and when he did, there would be a wall that would come between him and my dad, who was on the platform preaching. He put the rifle down, the wall would go away. He could see him, and he'd raise back. He got saved. But you see, we always use the name of Jesus. Always. In my book, Name Above Jesus, Name Above All Names, on page 16, I said, many of us don't fully realize the protecting power that is in the name of Jesus, but that same power is available for us today. Just the name of Jesus. See, some people think you have to go have a long prayer meeting and so forth. No, all you got to do is use the name of Jesus. Just say in the name of Jesus. I know back, oh, it's been a few years now. I don't know how long ago. But Lynette was talking to Denise on the phone, and she was driving home or somewhere. And all of a sudden, she just started hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And her mother said, well, is everything all right? He said, yeah. I said, there was a car that was icy. And she said there was a car. It was spinning and coming straight at the front of my car. And just before it got to me, it went off in the ditch. So I said, oh, that's coincidence. No, it ain't. No, it isn't, I should say. She was saying, Jesus. I have been in places, and some of you that have traveled into some countries, when you go into that country, because you are sensitive, the spirit, the power of God's on the inside of you, you immediately recognize demonic forces. Weber sitting there. He's shaking his head. I see Shekinah Glory there. They travel in there. Anybody else in here travel? I know several of my people travel in different countries. Have y'all experienced that? But you know what? I've experienced it. Now, I don't have any control over that country, but I have control over myself and where I'm at. And I use the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus, I claim the 91st Psalm, in the name of Jesus, no harm shall come near me. Nothing shall harm me. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. See, you don't have authority over the people and the country, but you have authority over the territory where you're at. You can use the name of Jesus to put you in what I call a protective cocoon. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. Listen, many, many places there is demonic worship and stuff going on in some of these countries. And if you're sensitive to the Spirit, you can immediately know it when you go up there. You know, Oklahoma is part of Tornado Alley. Boy, anytime I hear tornado warning, I immediately begin to take authority in the name of Jesus. I've told you this many times. I never get in a vehicle. I never get on an airplane that I don't say in the name of Jesus, I appropriate the 91st Psalm, verse number 10. No harm shall come near me, no plague shall overtake me. You know, sometimes you need to be sensitive to the Spirit that lives on the inside of you. It's important that you use the name of Jesus in prayer. You have to learn how to use the name of Jesus, but you also need to know how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. The name of Jesus. When you use that name, it's as if Jesus is standing right there beside you, or as we sometimes say, he's got your back. It's as if he's standing right behind you. When you use that name, you release all of the power from on high. There's a line in a song we used to sing, he's as close as the mention of his name. Everything, the Bible says, has to bow and come into subjection to the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus and walk in victory. Nothing can withstand the name of Jesus. The name that has all authority and all power, both in heaven and in earth. And we as believers have the right and the authority to use that name to receive all of the benefits that God says belongs to us. Heavenly Father, I've taken just a few moments to talk to these people about the name of Jesus. I don't think that any of us, although we've studied it, although we've preached about it, really has fully ever comprehended the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody stand up, please. Say this with me about four or five times. Jesus. 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 Could you begin to, after you said that three or four times, could you begin to sense a presence? Anybody besides me? I see several of you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you sense the sweet presence of the power of God in this place? you're in this place today and you can't sing that song with us because you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, or you know what it is to serve Him, but you've sort of went astray and you need to just come back and rededicate yourself. You might may say, I'm born of the Spirit, but I've never been filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If that's you on any one of those invitations, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Could I just see your hand right now so I know who you are? So I can't pray for you if I don't pray with you if I don't know who you are. Anybody in the room, anywhere, upstairs, the balcony, down here, on the main floor, anybody, anywhere. There's a hand, is it upstairs? Yes, that's a hand up there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Don't let this opportunity pass you by. I'd like to ask you to do one other thing. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going to go right down the front. If you'll come down here, I want to shake your hand and I want to pray with you. Anybody, you in the balcony, the ushers will help you get right down here. We'll wait till you get down here. It's a long walk, but it's well worth it.
And I surrender.
If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on.
And I surrender all.
If you raise your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, come on.
Blessed Savior, I
surrender. Stand right here. We'll wait for everybody's coming from the mountain.
Sing, I surrender. And I surrender.
If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on.
And I surrender.
Come on right now. Thank you, Jesus.
And all to thee, my blessed
on,
Savior, I surrender all.
Come on, man. Bless you. Just stand right here.
I surrender all.
I'm going to wait.
And I
just a little bit more. Don't be cheated out of this opportunity to change your life forever.
To thee, Jesus my name. Blessed Savior, I surrender.
You that have, here, look my direction. I got three little books in my hand. One says New Birth, one says In Him. Just tells you about New Birth, tells about who you are in Christ. One says Talk My Tongues, tells you about the Holy Spirit. If I said I'm going to give these to you and I put them out here like this, what you got to do to get them? They're yours. You got them. Y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's just an exercise I do. I can give you a book. The thing you come after is a spiritual thing and I can't give it to you. It comes from heaven on high. Don't you just raise one hand toward heaven. I don't care which hand it is. And with that hand, you're saying, all right, Lord, I'm reaching up to get what I came for. Congregation, pray with me as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that every one of these will receive every spiritual need in their life met today. Salvation, rededication, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a minute. See the Henningtons there? They're going to take you to a place where you can be prayed with individually in depth. You get those books that I gave her. And the people who pray with you, make sure that you get what you came for. So would you just pray and go with them right now to that place? Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. That's what it's all about right there. Praise the Lord. Now, you might have thought we had that orchestrated. I hadn't even thought about singing that song. Dan will tell you, I don't ever tell him anything. But the Spirit of God, as I minister, the Spirit of God will give them what they need. And so don't forget that. Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name.